Hello?
Hello, this is Al calling for an Aragon Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey. We'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Thank you so much. And are you 18 years old and older and registered to vote?
Yep.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president?
I'm voting for Trump.
Would you say you would definitely vote or probably vote? Or
I'm definitely voting for Trump.
All the way
Republican.
May I know what is your age?
Oh, that doesn't matter.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Well, why does that matter?
Just for statistical purposes, ma'am?
No, I don't want to tell you my race. I don't think that's important.
Okay. Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Oh, Republican all the way.
And will you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Very strong Republican.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people said they want their member of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. You say 10 if it is the most important, 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one, tackling climate change. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
2.
Thank you. Next one, lowering taxes.
10.
Thank you. About next one, funding for drug and substance abuse programs.
You said funding for jobs in substance abuse programs? Is that what you said?
Funding for drugs.
Funding for what?
For drugs.
Spell that. I can't understand what you're saying.
Drugs, like illegal drugs?
Oh, drugs. Funding for drugs. Oh, I'd say 5.
Okay. About creating more jobs and raising wages.
Probably 8 or 9.
About protecting abortion rights.
Three.
Next one, securing the southern border.
10.
Next one, reducing crime.
10.
And last one, creating more affordable housing.
7.
Thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your...
Can I ask who you're with, by the way?
I'm with Opinion Survey, ma'am.
Opinion Survey? Okay.
Yep, Oregon Opinion Survey. Now,
okay.
I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one is Janelle Bynum. How will you rate her from 0 to 100?
I don't know who she is.
Okay. About Joe Biden?
0.
Okay. About Democrats in Congress?
0.
Thank you. How about Republicans in Congress?
100.
About MAGA Republicans?
150.
Thank you. About Lori Chavez Derimir?
I've heard of her, but I can't really remember too much about her. Lori Chavez. Is she Republican or Democrat? I'm Republican all the way.
Well, more information isn't written here, so I couldn't tell if she's Democrat or...
Yeah, I don't know. I'd say 50. I'm not sure who she is. I mean, I've heard the name, but I can't remember, so...
Okay. About next one, Ron Wyden?
0.
Okay. About Kamala Harris?
0. Minus.
About, thank you. About J.D. Vance?
100%. 100.
And last one, Donald Trump?
Absolutely. 1,000.
Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Thank you.
It's not even a question.
And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Derimir or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Oh, I'll go Republican.
Lori Chavez, okay.
Yep.
And even though you're not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support
her? No chance at all.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez Derimir is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Well, I don't know for sure. I don't know too much about her, but I'll say she's a Republican, so I'll say 90.
Would that be somewhat approve or strongly approve?
I strongly approve any Republican.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, we're about 60%. We're almost done here. We're halfway. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. Now, I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Lori Chavez Derimir and Janelle Bynum. First one, first statement says, is as mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez Derimir led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members working to solve our toughest problems, from homelessness to access to child care. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Next one, serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community, a working mother and local business owner. She's living the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she's running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that hard work once again pays off, and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Derimir or Democrat Janelle Bynum.
Republican Lori Chavez.
Thank you very much. Now, what specifically stuck out most to you about Lori Chavez, Jeremy?
She's a Republican. I'm voting Republican all the way. I never want to vote for a Democrat ever again. Well, I never have, so. If you're going to ask me any more questions, you might as well check it Republican all the way.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'll be talking with you about Janelle Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum. 5 means it is somewhat convincing reason. 0 means it is not a convincing reason to support Janelle. You may use any number between 0 and 10. First statement says, Janelle Bynum hears politicians say our economy is getting better, but as a working mother of 4 and local business owner, she is facing the same struggles we are. Her children can afford to buy a home around here, and rent has skyrocketed. Low-paying jobs are cutting it. That's why her own business hires low-skilled workers and offers scholarships to help workers gain the skills they need to advance, to pass opportunity on, and make sure everyone has a fair chance to get ahead. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Next one, Janelle Bynum has a history of protecting abortion rights, and she has never wavered on this issue. After Roe versus Wade was overturned, she sponsored a bill to ensure Oregon women had the same rights they did when Roe was still law. And in Congress, she will fight back against Republicans who want to overrule Oregon law with a national abortion ban. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
5. No, not even that. Excuse me. No. How about a 2?
Okay. Thank you. Next one, Janelle Bynum is sick of what is happening to our neighborhoods and the fight in the partisan games that continue to be played. Like many of us, she voted for Measure 110 and Toughed had good intentions, but she has seen how disastrous it has been for our communities. Rather than ignoring the problem, she took the first step to fixing it by crossing party lines and voting with Republicans in Salem to recriminalize drugs. Janelle will always put solutions over politics. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. And last one says, Janelle Bynum is not your standard Democrat and doesn't believe either party has all the answers. She says politicians are just playing games, and she's going to Washington to change its way because it is no longer serving us, and she's done it in Salem, where she has bridged the gap between Democrats and Republicans to find practical solutions to create more manufacturing jobs and get fentanyl off our street. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
5.
Thank you so much. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Deramir or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Republican Lori Chavez. I'm going to vote Republican all the way.
Thank you so much. And we're almost done here, about 85%. We're almost done. Thank you again for your time, for your patience. I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez Deramir. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez Deramir for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. It's just two of them. First one, Lori Chavez Deramir sold herself to this district as a different kind of Republican in order to win in a district that doesn't tolerate extremists, but her voting record shows that she's not different at all. Rather than help us, she has supported tax cuts for the wealthy while voting to cut access to Social Security and Medicare. She hasn't done anything to tackle inflation or housing costs. She knew what she needed to do to win, then got to Washington and towed the party line. So is that a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Oh, that's quite a bit, actually.
Thank you. Last one says, Lori Chavez Derrimir is an out-of-touch millionaire who doesn't understand the needs of Oregon families. She has spent extravagantly and had taxpayers foot the bill, from Lyman's to luxury trips to golf. She spends her time in her multi-million dollar home in Arizona and parties in D.C. while Oregonians deal with rising costs. Lori is more concerned with funding her lifestyle than making sure Oregonians can make it to their next paycheck. Is that a great deal? Quite a bit. Just some, or not at all?
Not at all, because I don't know where this is coming from. How do you guys all know that? You don't know that's true.
Okay, thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, I'm going... Thank you. Now, I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for Republican Lori Chavez or Democrat Janelle Biden?
I'm going to vote Republican all the way.
Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Oh, a year of college.
Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married. I'm married.
Thank you. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No. My husband's getting upset with you. So he said get off the phone. So I'm going to hang up. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm voting all the way Republican. Okay? You got that? And I know you're taking a survey. So Trump's going to win, and that's all that matters.
Just a few more questions. Are you or is any member of your household? Thank you.